Today saw the launch of a new renewable energy and water conservation pilot project. City of Cape Town partnering with the Water Research Commission, the University of Cape Town, and Floating Solar. And what they are collaborating on is a floating solar photovoltaic pilot established at the Kryfontein Wastewater Treatment Works. Kent Thornycroft is a director at one of the partners, Floating Solar. Kent, a very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you for having me.
Huge pleasure. Floating solar, I mean, how big a contributor to renewable energy is it globally? I mean, are there countries where it's making a significant contribution?
Absolutely, John. So far there have been 500 megawatts of floating solar installed using hydrilo technology, which is the same technology that's been used at the Kryfontein pilot project. And it had significant uptake in Asia and across Europe, and is starting to extend its footprint into North South America and now in Southern Africa.
What's the distinction between land-based and floating solar? I mean, other than the obvious one, that one's on water and one's on land.
Absolutely. So the reason that floating solar offers an alternative to land-based is, as land becomes more and more sort of used for agriculture or urban expansion, you start finding that you're looking at the last sort of remaining pieces of space available, and especially in countries where there's been early adoption in Asia, for example, these bodies of water are seen as effectively underutilized spaces, and they don't have the same land take that that a land-based solar project would have. So that's the first reason for it. The second reason is the panels run more efficiently at lower temperatures, and there's an added benefit that the cooling effects of the water actually allow for sort of improved panel efficiency.
And do the panels not have any impact on the subterranean life of that water body, whether it's a river, dam, lake, whatever it may be, wastewater treatment?
That's a very good question. So the panels are not continuously spread across the water. So they behave more like, as an example, would be as lily pads. So the intention is not to cut out light entirely from this floating solar installation, but to allow sunlight to go beyond the panels and down into the water column. So the experience from the 500 megawatts that have been installed is that, there's no, as far as I'm aware, there's no reported cases of sort of negative impacts on the environment.
The project, the media release which came out doesn't give a huge amount of detail, but the one at the Kryfontein Wastewater Treatment has a floating solar array as well as ground-mounted system. So are you looking there at relative contributions of land versus water to so that you can advise the city on what they should do post the results of the study?
So the intention of the study was twofold. So the first fold was the first intention was to demonstrate and quantify the evaporation savings between an open water body and one with a floating solar island on it.
Yeah.
The reason for having the land mounted panels was to demonstrate or to better establish the increase in efficiency between, let's call it, a hot panel that's mounted on the land and a cooler panel that's mounted on the water. So the land-based panels are there to provide a control to the panels that are mounted on the water. The second, and you'll see there's in the experiment, there's a second set of panels. The panels mounted on the water are 12 degrees. The panels, one of the installations on the land-mounted solar installation, is at 32 degrees, which allows, which is a more optimum angle for PV installation in the Western Cape. But not practical for a water floating solar installation. So it's looking at the difference in temperatures and then also the difference in angles of the panels.
And in terms of the amount, the number of panels that have been installed at Kryfontein, I mean, what percentage of the operations of that plant could potentially be powered by those floating solar panels?
So in terms of this installation, it's very much a pilot project. So it hasn't been designed to with the load in mind. So it is directly connected into one of the cryocontained pump stations. And it is definitely contributing power into the city of Cape Town's operating energy needs. But it's a small project. It's been designed for specific sort of research objectives. So from that perspective, it's not a huge contributor of electricity.
Thank you very much for explaining all of that to us. Kent Thornycroft is director at Floating Solar, partnering with the city and others to do the experiment that he has been describing to us.